Locker room chats continue here on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Credit Profit alongside here, head coach of the Dauphin West girls. It's Perry Smith. This locker room chat's here brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Farmers Union, Minnesota agency April Heim, and Triple L Tire. It's been a couple of games the last time we spoke, coach, all in the Twin Valley League tournament, and lost against Hanover, just 48-45, at one point the top. The number one ranked team in Class 1A Division 2, falling off, though, a little bit. But, again, you also face a really good Clifton Clyde team that ranks highly amongst Class 1A Division 1. You won 57-54. Coach, tell me about the Twin Valley League tournament for you and your team and that big win over Clifton Clyde.
Well, I think I probably talked to you about it before the tournament. You know, it's always important you go into the tournament, and you know, we always hope to go, you know, 3-0, 2-1. You know, that's always our goal, is we always want to try to come out of there with a winning record. We didn't get that done this year. You know, we went 1-2. But it was important for us to you know, have some success that last day on Friday and get Clifton Clyde. That was a good week. We weren't our best that day, but I was proud of how we fought through and found a way to have success. But overall, you know, I was pleased with things, you know. The four teams on the consolation side, you know, are just as good as the four teams that are on the winner's side. You know, honestly, it's so balanced and so tough day in and day out. It was important for us to find a way to get a win, and we did that on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, you absolutely hit the hammer on the nail. Twin Valley League tournament this year, just definitely a top year for sure here on the girls' side. So many great teams in it, and that competition like continues here as you enter the second half of the season. Plenty of great teams left remaining on your second half schedule, but real fast, Friday, you got Blue Valley Randolph. Next Monday, Tuesday, you'll play back-to-back DeKalb and Centralia. Centralia, a team that you lost against in the Twin Valley League tournament. So what are some keys to these upcoming matchups, and especially against that rematch there against the Centralia Panthers next Tuesday?
Well, it's important for us this week to go to work, get better. That's our main focus, is we're still working on us. I mean, I feel like our roles are really defined. We're doing a nice job with that offensively. Last week or so, I haven't been pleased defensively with anything we're doing. But we will get better at that. And the next 2 days are important in that respect of getting back to defending like we know we can and how we're going to have to get to where we want to go postseason-wise. So that's where we're kind of focusing on the next week. And if we do that, I think we'll be all right with whoever we play.
Yeah, and you're kind of coming down to the final month here of the season. What are some things that you're really stressing here with your team as just a month remains of the regular season before you get in the sub-state?
Well, defense is the thing that in the Twin Valley tournament I wasn't happy with at all. I didn't think we defended like we are capable of. And so the next month is going to be about us, and especially defensively, competing, getting down, making sure that we are defending like we know how and like we can. We've seen some glimpses of us being good defensively, but we haven't seen enough of it. We need to make sure that we get more consistency with it. And if we do that, I always say I think we're going to like where we end up, but we've got to get better defensively, and that is our whole focus right now.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 7 of our Locker Room Chats.
All right, Greeny. Thank you.
That was head coach Perry Smith of the Lady Mustangs for Dauphin West. Upcoming, we'll talk to head coach Derek Shelton with the boys.